Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Human beings are not privy to the mind of God Almighty, except as He chooses to open His mind and to allow us to look within. I mentioned that truth, which is taught very clearly in 1 Corinthians 2, 6-13. In order to say that I do not know all the reasons why the Lord instituted the Sabbath under the Jewish covenant. One of the reasons the Lord gave the Sabbath was to commemorate His creating the world in 6 days. Exodus 20:11. Man's need for rest also prompted the Lord to include Sabbath keeping in the Ten Commandments. If we work 7 days a week, we get tired, discouraged, exhausted, and cranky. The Lord's arrangement for the Sabbath and for many other activities of the law were designed for man's good. They were all intended to bring glory and honor to our God. God unquestionably included the Sabbath in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:8-11. The Sabbath commandment was to be binding so long as the law was in effect. God told the Jews, 6 days shall you do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your ass may rest, and the son of your handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of other gods, neither let it be heard in your mouth. Exodus 23:12-13. It does not take a Bible scholar to discern what God had in mind in binding the Sabbath on His people. He knew some of them, like many modern men, would be workaholics. If their law did not require rest, some of His people would probably work themselves to death. This has been a temptation for men and women in every age. There are even books today dealing with people who are addicted to work. If God had not bound the Sabbath on His people, some of them would have worked their domestic animals too much. They would have worked them 7 days a week and eventually worked them to death. God was unquestionably concerned about His people, but He also wanted the animals to be well treated. Paul wrote of God's commands for the proper feeding of animals. For it is written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox which treads out the corn." Does God take care of the oxen? 1 Corinthians 9:9. The answer to Paul's question, both from the Old Testament and from the New, is an unequivocal yes. God does not want His creatures mistreated. His word simply does not allow for it. Even the servants and their children were to be given a day to rest. Again, we should be able to understand the reason God made such a demand. There would have been the temptation to work the servants unmercifully. God did not intend for that to happen. But why should God care? After all, they were mere servants. If you know what God says about the treatment of others, even servants, you can understand God's rules concerning the Sabbath. Paul says that masters must treat their servants with respect, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with God. Ephesians 6:9. Moses encouraged the Israelites to be circumspect regarding what God had said to them. The word circumspect simply means to take heed. The instructions and commandments God had given to the Jews through His spokesman were not mere suggestions. They were to be obeyed implicitly and explicitly. That included, according to our text, not mentioning the names of other gods. The Jews could not continue to have God's blessings if they worshipped other gods. Idolatry, as you know from reading the Old Testament, caused the Jews to be cut off from God's goodness. Why did they not ever learn? Why do we not learn? Thank you, and may God bless you.